One of the ongoing questions facing astrology is, what about free will? Now, if you don't believe in astrology, I guess it's a non-issue. But for those of us who recognize astrology's value, it's a legitimate question. With over 30 years of self-observation and counseling experience, my answer is, free will exists within limits. Here's what I mean. The planets, including the Sun and Moon, influence our behavior in specific and predictable ways, whether in your birth chart or as they activate a planet in your birth chart, which we call transits. You might be thinking, but that doesn't sound like I have much of a choice. However, each planet has a number of meanings that are consistent with its fundamental nature, and I teach that we can choose which meaning we want to manifest. For example, if you have some acquaintance with astrology, you know the planet Saturn is considered by most people to be very negative, and it does mean restrictions, obstacles, losses, and other types of limitations. Yet it also brings discipline, persistence, commitment, and other ways of being focused. So how do you want Saturn to manifest in your life? Of course, just by saying that you want to experience a particular planet in a particular way doesn't make it so. You may indeed undergo some type of significant limitation during a Saturn transit. However, if you choose to focus on the meaning of the restriction, or use that restriction to better focus your energies instead of becoming frustrated or depressed, your choice will make a huge difference when Saturn is prominent in your life.